you got into the manufacturing business.
Actually, that was our first business, making frames, and so we never got out of it. What we did in later years is we would see other products we felt like that we could make. Obviously, they couldn't be very labor-intensive, or we couldn't make them here. Someone would make the same thing overseas, and we would look crazy, you know. We make our own store fixtures, for instance. All the fixtures you see in our store except the metal, the wood, all of that is made here. We make all of our stretch canvas. Of course, all of our custom frames that are made in all of our stores are cut here and then shipped to the stores. We make throw pillows. We make candles. We have probably one of the largest candle factories in the United States. But, you know, that's very automated, and we can make it here, and then there's a lot of scent to them as well, and they have a shelf life. So trying to import a quality candle from overseas doesn't make sense. We do a lot of packaging. Sometimes you'll have a company that will make something in bulk, like little wood turnings, for instance, but that's all they do. Well, we have to have machines to take and package them. So there are a lot of packaging things that we do here. We have about 700,000 square feet over here that just does nothing but manufacture. You can go from one factory to another factory to another factory. We do all of our printing. In scrapbooking, there's a lot of scrapbook papers of different art. We have 50 artists that put all this together. So we have our own artists, and they'll give us the art for our buyers to look at to decide what they want to put on a gift bag or a Christmas paper or just literally thousands of items that you see in our store. The art was originated here.
You have one huge warehouse right here in Oklahoma City.
Actually, we have 4 million square feet here. They're in 4 different buildings, and we're starting on our 5th building, which will get us to 5 million. This is where our factory is. This is where our warehouse is. This is where Mardell Christian Bookstore warehouse is. We have 35 Christian bookstores, and we have 6 Hemispheres, which is home furnishings. All of the corporate offices are here. 98% or more of everything that goes into every store comes here first. So we ship. We have our own trucking company. We ship to every store every week. Every 5 minutes, we've got a truck out here that leaves the dock. It's very automated here in terms of loading the trucks and the conveyor systems.
As you talked to earlier, you could be in every state in the union. The idea of shipping out of Oklahoma City, does that still work?
We think it does. We think it's the right thing to do. That's our philosophy, okay?
Right.
You know, our products are fairly small. If we were shipping furniture, that wouldn't work, okay? But most of our items are very small, and so we think it works. When we bring things from overseas, it doesn't have to go to 8 warehouses. It goes to 1. And when we take something to Chicago, we're usually bringing things back that we're buying from that area. So we bring into a distribution center there that we pay someone to hold that for our trucks to pick that up and bring it back into here. We don't go to any distance without having something to come back. If so, we'll use an independent. We're not going to go to South Carolina without having a backhaul. We think it works, and it gives us a tremendous amount of control to have it all in this one spot.
As the business became more complicated, how did you learn? Did you have a mentor? A lot of times CEOs, they have a business degree from Harvard or what have you. How did you see yourself learning to get to this sophisticated level?
I think the thing that I had to learn is that I had to have people in every area that knew what they were doing, because I don't know. I don't have my own computer. Okay, I've never accessed a computer. I don't have a cell phone. I don't like technology, yet I love it. Okay, I love it for someone else to do, but for me, I don't do it. So I have over 50 people, for instance, that works in my IT department. I only need to know that I've got to have the very best in these areas. I've got attorneys, I've got accountants, I've got warehouse people. All I need to do is to hire the very best in each one of these areas and understand that I don't know everything and don't need to know everything. I do need to know that I've got to have the very best people, and we have that.
You're talking about technology in your stores, you don't have scanner technology at all?
No.
That's because?
Well, I put a chapter in my book. That could take a 30-minute segment there. I'll just say that my 3 competitors have it, and 2 of them lost money last year. One of them barely got their head above water. And we're very, very profitable, so I can say that there's no guarantee that it's going to make you money.
And you don't see the future of using
them
at all?
No.
I guess the reason they put them in, they think the lines move faster.
They do, and so I have to have one extra checkout girl that costs me $1,000 a year, and maybe that is the negative aspect of it. But the positive aspect is one of the problems with companies is they think they can run their stores from the home office with computers, and I don't want to run it. I want someone every week checking every item in every department because there's nothing more important. 60% of our items we only sell one or two a month of. We're a specialized store, and if someone steals one or two of them, I don't have it on the counter. How much does that cost me? When someone breaks something, there's no accounting for it. When someone steals something, and I don't have it on the counter, but quarterly I come back in and I check these things to get it back in stock. So I'm checking every item every week in every store to make sure that I've got those items for the customer. That is more important to me than for me to try to take over the replenishment system in the stores. So that is the positive side from my standpoint, instead of trying to say, look, I don't need you guys. I'm going to send this to you. I'm going to use the computer to replenish your stores. So we do a much, much better job than any of our competitors.
So the old-fashioned way of just plain counting.
Yeah, they don't have to count every item, but they can see, and we give them a basic of what they should have on the shelf of every store based on their volume.